Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
So it's 0-2 on Crow Armstrong, who just took strike three, and the Brewers, the third time is still the charm. They've won a third consecutive National League Central Division championship. They lose here, but they don't care right now.
Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. He didn't even take a shower after. He still smells of champagne and cigars. And he brought a cork with him, too. Fantastic. That's a cool keepsake, man. Dom Catronio is in the house.
Hello. I'm on the radio. So, yes, I do have one of the corks from the champagne. Mentor of mine years ago, the late, great Pedro Gomez. His best bit of advice to anybody covering a champagne celebration, pick up the corks. So that's, I got a couple, and we'll give them to some people that are close to me. But man, that was a trip that I drove down on Saturday morning, and I knew, like, man, I just hope this works out, man. I just want to be in there. I want to capture some content. Oh, I know you guys have been playing the audio, and thanks to a 1-0 game in Cincinnati, you know, the Brewers could have taken it into their own hands yesterday, which would have been a little bit easier for everybody. But man, that was awesome, because the takeaway that I have here, guys, and Pat Murphy said it best, that all of a sudden now the Reds are in the playoff picture. I mean, no one saw that coming. So now you can say, if this happens, the NL Central is going to be the only team that has three teams in the postseason. You won the great division in baseball. Like, that means something. And this team is the one that did it.
And still an opportunity to be the best team for the regular season in Brewers franchise history. What's the number, 97?
96.
96.
So one more win ties it. 2011, they won 96 games. 2018, they won 96 games. So that was with game 163. So, yeah, if they get to 97, it's the all-time winner. And that's certainly still in reach with six games to go.
Yes, Eric, do you have more music you want to play?
No, sorry.
Just, hit it.
Queen was still playing. I just didn't get it finished there. So a couple of things. All right, so they play the Padres tonight, which is interesting because they may play them again. Mm-hmm. Are there teams that you would prefer to play in October versus ones you'd rather stay away from?
You know, it's always a trap, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, who's got the right? This isn't March Madness, right? This isn't where, like, the one seed gets to coast in their first game. This is not that. Like, baseball's playoffs, number one, are the hardest to make in professional sports. So everybody that's there is good. So let's not act like, oh, this is a cupcake. Like, everyone's good. But when you start picking and choosing of who you want, I think that, you know, as it looks right now, the Brewers are going to face either the Cubs or the Padres. And then beyond that, you're either going to face Philly, LA, or maybe now a white hot Cincinnati Reds team if they somehow run the gauntlet and beat the Dodgers in LA. So the point being is, if you're going to pick somebody, another better one is waiting for you. I guess if I had to pick, I would pick San Diego because their offense is a little lackluster. But then there's a context of teams in this wild card era where when you have the bye versus the teams that are coming in hot from the wild card, it's 6-6. It's even. So there is no data suggestion to say, like, you truly have an advantage, because as baseball know, we know it's a momentum sport, so maybe the Brewers are the ones that can get that above 500.
For an assortment of reasons, I hope it's not the Cubs, and I'll offer you two of them. Number one, it's emotional because, like, man, with so much riding, if we don't get it done in that divisional series, like, I do not want to have it because it was at the hands of the Cubs. Well, I'm already happy enough. Like, I'm just trying to bank against my misery here, right? Okay. I do not want that to happen. But the second thing is, in terms of matchup, Dom, and I don't know if you have thoughts on this, I just feel like the Cubs lineup doesn't match up well for us given our pitching, because we have guys that sometimes struggle to get out of the fifth. Okay, we guys throw a lot of pitches. On the flip side, the Cubs, top to bottom, those guys work at bats. They have guys who force 10 pitch at bats and then some. Like, I just feel like our pitching versus the type of hitters there are, not a great matchup for us.
I'll push back a little bit on that, because
please,
I think that, you
fix
know,
me.
The Cubs, I mean, Kyle Tucker probably going to be activated for the wild card series, but he hasn't been playing the last week, and the Brewers have handled him pretty well this season. Pete Armstrong has had a second half to forget. He has not been the same player that we saw in May. Even, you know, Ian Happ's been good, but you'd rather face him from the right side. You've got the lefties to deploy to counter that. Mm-hmm. You've got the lefties that can counter PCA, that can counter Tucker, that can Seiya Suzuki hasn't been himself. So, I mean, I think that there are spots that you can attack, but again, they're a good team and you have good pitching. And you know, the big blow right now is dealing with what are you going to do after when Brandon Woodruff. We'll get the results more today from Dr. Keith Meister, but I mean, it's not good. It's straight up. I don't think Brandon Woodruff, I think honestly, I think Brandon Woodruff's on his last pitch in a Brewers uniform.
We wondered that too, that he's done.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a lat strain, and let's say it's a low grade lat strain, even though they described it as moderate, right? That's at least 2 weeks shutdown from throwing. At least. That's on like an aggressive
What's the lat?
Time.
Like your side?
It's like right underneath your armpit, okay. Connecting to your back and your side. Like, I mean, you kind of need that to pitch.
Not a good place to hurt if you throw a ball for a living.
And like 2 weeks down, I mean, is he going to come back and say, yeah, I can give you one inning in the World Series? That's okay, but I mean, let's see. Because we'll see the results today from Dr. Keith Meister, his surgeon down in Texas, and you know, fingers crossed, but hey, the Brewers have done this all year long. Next man up.
So who's your three then? Is it Jose Quintana or is it Chad Patrick?
Yeah, I think it is matchup based because, you know,
It's Freddie and Priester.
Freddie and Priester,
man,
no doubt.
I'd actually have Priester as one, but we know that's not going to be the case.
The good news is that both of those guys can go on short rest in the event of 4 and 5, or not short rest, but normal rest because of the way the off days work. You've got your two best available for game 1, game 2, game 4, game 5. That's something the Brewers have going for them. Game 3, it could be a hodgepodge. Let's say they play the Cubs and they start Jose Quintana against the Cubs. You know, the lefty can try to neutralize that, but then you go mix and match and have, hey, here comes Flames from Miz for one inning. Here comes Chad Patrick Cutters for one inning. Here comes Aaron Ashby for two innings, and hopefully the back end of the bullpen is ready to go by then. I think it is matchup based, but don't lose sight of what Chad Patrick and Robert Gasser did these last 2 days. I think they firmly deserve a lot of respect to be seriously considered for the postseason roster.
What about the Miz? What's going on over there? I mean, what do you see?
He's a rookie in the big leagues.
Right. Yeah,
he's a rookie in the big leagues. I think, you know, we're all enamored with velocity and the All-Star game hype didn't help this either, but the point is there was always going to be a bump in the road. Nobody just rolls out of bed and throws 102 miles an hour and never gets hit. Command has always been his thing.
I wanted him to be that guy.
Well, no one ever gets hit. Well, think of it this way. Right. He's thrown 20 fewer innings than the first two seasons of Corbin Burns. Okay, you remember what those first two seasons of Corbin Burns looked like? Like, I'm not saying he's going to become Corbin Burns, but that's how early we are in all of this, okay? The Brewers know he's going to be a great pitcher one day. They're going to give him every opportunity to be a starter. But in the time being, maybe he gets shifted to a shorter role, combine him, tandem him. Pat Murphy has said this before. Craig Council said it before him. Outgetters. That's all you care about in October. 27 outs. However many you get, appreciate it. There's another guy ready behind you.
Did you partake in the slip and slide?
I did not partake in the slip and slide. That was quite the clubhouse scene yesterday. I've been very lucky to be in a lot of clubhouse celebrations, not just with the Brewers, but with other teams. Sick brag. That's a check in the words of Pat Murphy.
Well done.
But the what they did to the Busch Stadium clubhouse yesterday was up there. And Yelly put it great. You know, they took a photo with him, Freddie, and Woodruff.
Yeah.
You know, the longest tenured Brewers with Pat Murphy, of
2018,
course.
2018, they're on that team.
2018 also. Know where they clinched in 2018? Busch Stadium. So it's kind of a little storybook, kind of, all right, maybe this is the one. If not now, then when? That's how I feel.
Host of Brewers Extra Innings and friend of the program, Dom Catronio on Brewers 360 with us today. Thanks, Dom.
Got a cork. How do you like them apples?
Celebrate what you've done. Celebrate what you've done because it's fast. All right? What do you say?